ジャパニーズポット101よ。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
ナオミです。
Peter here. Beginner Series Season 4 Lesson 22. The best Japanese is here. Hi and welcome to JapanesePod101.com. The fastest, easiest and most fun way to learn Japanese.
ナオミです。 Thanks again for being here with us for this Beginner Series Season 4 lesson.
Now, Naomi-sensei, in the previous lesson, Miyu's parents' place was broken into. Miyu's mother was knocked down by a burglar, right?
多分、はい、そうですね。
And Miyu's boyfriend,Haruya ran after the burglar and caught him at the station, Narita Station.
はい。
Yeah, よくわかんない。I don't really understand this story. But anyway, that's the background for this lesson.、
はい、
the focus of this lesson is superlatives.
一番。
Superlative sentences. This lesson takes place at?
Narita 病院。
Narita Hospital. The conversation is between?
おじいさん、キリ、それからミュー。
So the old man, who's the criminal, right?
No!He's not. He's Kitty's father.
Ah.
Miu's grandpa.
I don't understand. Okay. An old man, Kitty, Miu's mother, and Miu. And what kind of Japanese will they be speaking?
Informal Japanese.
As they're all family members.
Hi.
Before we listen to the conversation, we want to ask a question. Naomi-sensei?
Do you read the lesson note while you listen?
We got an email from a listener who does this. And the listener said it really helps them retain everything they hear in the lesson. So we're wondering if you have the PDFs open.While you listen to the lessons. Okay, with that said, on we go.
すみません。天道キリの病室はどこですか？
天道キリさん。ああ、天道さんの病室は205号室です。そのエレベーターで2階に上がってください。205号室は一番奥です。
2階の一番奥。一番奥。ここか。キリ、どうだ？体調は？
ああ、お父さん。
おじいちゃん。
おー、ミュウ。いいボーイフレンドを持ってるね。強い男はいい。わしはスポーツの中でボクシングが一番好きだ。
でも、パパは。
愛が一番大事だよ、ミュウ。パパは関係ない。お金も関係ない。ミウの幸せが一番大切だ。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
すみません。天道キリの病室はどこですか？
天道キリさん？ああ、天道さんの病室は205号室です。そのエレベーターで2階に上がってください。205号室は一番奥です。
2階の一番奥、一番奥。ここか。キリ、どうだ？体調は？
あ、お父さん。
おじいちゃん。
おう、ミウ。いいボーイフレンドを持っているね。強い男はいい。わしはスポーツの中でボクシングが一番好きだ。
でも、パパは。
愛が一番大事だよ、ミウ。パパは関係ない。お金も 関係ない。ミウの幸せが一番大切だ。
今度は英語が入ります。
すみません。天童キリの病室はどこですか？
Excuse me, what room is 天童キリ in?
天童キリさん。ああ、天童さんの病室は205号室です。
Mrs. 天童キリ、her room is 205.
そのエレベーターで2階に上がってください。205号室は一番奥です。
Take the elevator to the second floor. 205 is the last room.
二階の一番奥、一番奥、ここか。
The last room on the second floor. Here.
キリ、どうだ？体調は？
キリ、how do you feel?
ああ、お父さん。
Oh, Dad.
おじいちゃん。
Grandpa.
おー、ミウ。いいボーイフレンドを持ってるね。
Oh, Mew, you have a good boyfriend, eh?
強い男はいい。わしはスポーツの中でボクシングが一番好きだ。
A strong man is good. Boxing is my favorite sport.
でも、パパは。
But Dad is.
愛が一番大事だよ、Mew。パパは関係ない。お金も関係ない。ミウの幸せが一番大切だ。
Love is the most important thing, Mew. Your dad doesn't matter. Money doesn't matter. Your happiness matters the most.
ナオミ先生、このおじいさんは本当にミウのおじいさんですか？ So, is this old man really Miu's grandfather?
Yeah, I think so.Because Mew is referring to him as Ojii-chan, and Kiri called him as Otou-san. So, Mew no Ojii-san desu. De, Kiri no Otou-san desu.
So, Kiri's father and Mew's grandfather. And it seems like the grandfather likes Haruya.
そうですね。He said, 強い男が好きだ。
So, he likes strong guys.
そう、よかったですね。Finally, someone likes him.
Now, what's interesting here is the old man...referred to himself as washi. Now, is this a common expression or is this a common way for someone to refer to themselves?
I don't think it's common. It's only used by old men. But in drama or cartoon, to emphasize the speaker is old, washi is often used.
So it's a pronoun for elderly men.
でもおばあさんも時々言いますね。Sometimes old women use that expression. I heard washi is from 私。
It's much easier to say. A whole syllable is dropped.
そうね。
Okay, on to the vocabulary. What do we have first?
病室。
Sick room, hospital room.
病室。病室。
Next.
奥。
Inner part.
奥。奥。
Next.
体調。
Physical condition.
体調。体調。
Next.
愛
Love.
愛 愛
Next.
関係
Relation. Connection.
関係関係
Let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson. Naomi-sensei, what do we have first?
体調
Now, this means physical condition. In the previous lesson, a similar word, 気分 was introduced. What's the big difference?
体調 is more like a physical condition and...Kibun is more related to emotion or feeling.
Ah.
I think in a conversation, they used interchangeably.
Gotcha. So, how would you translate them into English? For example, Kibun wa dou desu ka? How would you translate that?
How are you feeling? Or how do you feel?
And how about Taichou wa dou desu ka?
How are you feeling? Or how do you feel? 同じですね。You can't really translate. Can you say like, how's your condition? How's your health condition?Can you say that?
Yeah, it's kind of like how you're feeling. But I think the key here is the kanji characters. And for taicho, they have the character for body in that compound. So it's kind of clear that you're talking about the physical aspects usually.
And in a casual situation, you can drop desu ka and ask taicho wa dou or kibun wa dou.
And these are questions, again, asking about one's physical condition to a person who is sick or has been sick. So if I saw you and I didn't know you were sick and I said, 体調はどうですか?
It sounds very strange. Yeah, nothing wrong with me. What are you talking about?
Sorry, you didn't know that you were sick.
ah,
I want to use that now.
これから.
And I guess mental one is the 気分. Nahami-sensei, 気分はどうですか? Hmm?
Sounds like I've been in a really bad mood or having mental problem.
That's my intention. Okay.
Okay, next phrase.
Next phrase is?
関係ない.
Have nothing to do with something or none of one's business. So 関係 means relation.
And ない means doesn't exist. So 関係がない 関係ない means no relation.
Okay. Now, in a formal situation, what would you say?
ない becomes ないです or ありません. So 関係ありません or 関係ないです.
And who was the guy recently? Is his 15 minutes of fame over?
そうね, Yoshio Kojima?
I think so, right?
Yeah, he's not popular anymore. I'm not sure he was popular.
But... Oh, he was popular.
Okay.
And for those of you who don't know, he would appear on Japanese TV in tight speedos and repeat a phrase
関係ない.
With a sona in front of it. And that's primarily it. But he was very, very popular.
そうね.
On every station doing his like gimmick. Anyway, we'll put something in the comments. You could come and see what we're talking about.
Hi.
We should warn you though. It could be a little traumatic to see him.
子供には見せない方がいいと思いますね。
Okay, on to today's grammar point. The focus of this lesson is superlative sentences, which compare quantity or quality of three or more objects. Now, Naomi-sensei, what do we have in the dialogue?
スポーツの中でボクシングが一番好きです。I
like boxing the most of all the sports. Now, if we take a look at this, we have, in these types of sentences, the subject is marked with
わ,
the topic marking particle. But in the sentence we gave you, that's actually omitted. So can we have the sentence one more time, like kind of the way you would find it in a textbook?
私はスポーツの中でボクシングが一番好きです。Then
we have the group, so whatever you're talking about. So in this case, it was sports, followed by
の,
the particle の, followed by
中,
which is inside.
で.
So inside of sports, if we work backwards, 中, inside, no, here is of sports. Inside of sports, this is marked with the particle.
で.
Then you choose the one you like the most. That's followed by
が.
And then we have
一番.
First. And then this is followed by
adjective, 好き.
Okay, so let's take a look at the whole sentence one more time.
私はスポーツの中でボクシングが一番好きです。First
part is
私は
I, followed by
スポーツの中で
of sports
ボクシングが
boxing
一番好きです。Number
one like I, of all sports, boxing most like. I like boxing the best of all the sports. So this is almost like a set phrase. You have the subject first, followed by the group. That's followed by
の中で
the thing you like, followed by
が一番好きです.
Okay, so Naomi-sensei, how would you say what's your favorite month?
一年の中で何月が一番好きですか?
And Naomi-sensei, how about your answer?
一年の中でね 10月が一番好きです.
なんでですか? Why?
食べ物が美味しいから.
Because the food is delicious. Let's take a quick look at this の中で, like group plus の中で. So how would we say out of the year?
一年の中で.
Out of these three.
三つの中で.
Among three people.
三人の中で.
Among buses, cars, and trains.
バスと車と電車の中で.
So this, the three things, or the group followed by の中で.
ピーターさんは日本の食べ物の中で何が一番好きですか?
そうですね。日本の食べ物の中でカレーライスが一番好きです。そうですか? Out of all the Japanese food, I like curry rice the best.
でもさ, some listeners might say, oh, curry rice is not Japanese food.
But there's a special kind of curry rice that's very different than the Indian
まあ違いますよね。Japanese curry rice is very different from Indian curry.
Correct. So, today we covered like the most. Inside the PDF, there's an explanation on how to form different superlatives. Because we kind of just focused on like the most. But there's a way you can form many others with this pattern. So be sure to check out the PDF.
皆さんは食べ物の中で何が一番好きですか?
So, what is your favorite food?
Please leave us a comment.
Okay, that just about does it for today. But before we go, we want to tell you about a way to drastically improve your pronunciation.
The voice recording tool?
Yes, the voice recording tool located in the Premium Learning Center.
You can record your own voice and check with a click of a button.
So it's located in the bottom left part of the lesson specific of each lesson specific learning center. If you click on that, you can record your voice anytime. So rather than just passively listening and reading, you should be repeating and saying things aloud. Listen back, compare it with the native's voice. This is a way to really, really get good fast.
一番ですね。
一番ですね。All right, that's going to do it for today.
じゃあまた。
あの、すみません。天道キリの病室はどこですか？
天道キリさん。ああ、天道さんの病室は205号室です。そのエレベーターで2階に上がってください。205号室は一番奥です。
2階の一番奥、一番奥、ここか。キリ、どうだ？体調は？
ああ、お父さん。
おじいちゃん。
おー、ミウ。いいボーイフレンドを持ってるね。強い男はいい。わしはスポーツの中でボクシングが一番好きだ。
でも、パパは？
愛が一番大事だよ、ミウ。パパは関係ない。お金も関係ない。ミウの幸せが一番大切だ。